You're listening to the KDS 94.1 Sports with John Bowden. Today we're talking with Ryan Isbell, head track and field coach at Beloit for the 18th year. He's been head coach 21 total years, including three at Lakeside. Coach, you got 56 student athletes out at Beloit High this year. Quite a number. How do you handle that day in, day out?
Oh, you know, it's nice to have the numbers back up. You know, we were there for a while, and then we kind of took a little dip and kind of a little bit of a roller coaster in terms of how many have been out. But it's really, really nice because it gives you a lot of options as far as filling events and all that stuff moving forward through the track meets. And it's just great to see that many kids wanting to be a part of it.
Coach, you have Casey Seifert throws, Gary Lowry jumps and hurdles, Grant Denneke distance, Cade Hewitt pole vault. Quite a coaching staff. Start with Casey Seifert. What he means as a coach in the throwing events?
Well, they all mean a great deal. They've been doing this for quite a while. You know, Coach Hewitt, Coach Denneke, Coach Seifert have been around for a little bit with me, and then Coach Lowry has coached for a while, but this is his first time at the high school level, at least with us, and he's taken the place of Kevin Harris, you know, in the jumps, long jump, triple jump, and the hurdles. And then, like you said before, Coach Seifert in the throws has a tremendous group. I think he's got 22 or 24 of the 56 kids that we talked about are throwers. So, you know, that's a program that has a great tradition. It's got a great culture. They do a lot of their own things that make it fun and exciting. Not that we don't all do that, but he's got a pretty good thing going over there. And Coach Denneke with the distance, you know, kind of 800 on up, along with 4x8, has a pretty good group. A little higher numbers this year for him also, which is good. And then Coach Hewitt, you know, coaches wrestling, so he sees some of these kids that are pole vaulters for him. He gets to see them in the wrestling room also, and it's good to get, kind of build that camaraderie with all the kids and get them out here in those events.
Coach, April 1st, Clay Center, unlimited field events, running events. Kind of tell us that's much unique in track and field. Usually get just four in each event. Talking about taking everybody to Clay Center.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the really good things about an early season meet. We used to go to Belleville, and it was the same way. It was unlimited entries, and it's a great thing to do because everybody gets to compete on the same day in the same conditions. So before you have to start paring it down to either four in an event or even three, which we see throughout the year, it kind of gives, you know, it's kind of a challenge against each other for those top spots to see who moves on. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've put in a lot of work already. It's been pretty decent weather, aside from some wind, but we've had a lot of good work and gotten some good days in, and you know, the kids always they get nervous, and that's right, that's part of being a competitor, but you got to contain that, and everybody's kind of looking forward to getting things going and seeing where we're at on that first meet.
Coach, you had some unbelievable throws last year by two-time defending state champion shot put champion who set her own personal meet Beloit record, Tatum Seifert, and was a runner-up in the discus, and then Eli Johnson runner-up in the discus, and then Cassandra Thompson qualified for state, and also Addie Butke and Brody Boudreau also qualified for state. Talk about your throwers and what you expect from them coming back after great state throws last year.
Yeah, you know, they put together a really good season, and the way it ended, you know, I think they're pretty hungry because some of it ended how they wanted, and some of them didn't quite end how they wanted, and that leaves you kind of a little thirsty for a little bit more. And, you know, on Tatum's, that was a state record, so it's an actual state record at the state meet that she set last year, which is kind of a cool thing for the Seiferts to have, because Grady right now has the state record in the 3A shot put. You know, his dad, when he came through school, set the state record in the 4A shot put. So all those Seifert throwers to this point have held a state record. So it's a pretty unique situation and a pretty cool thing to have within your program. But all those kids, you know, I think they're expecting a lot coming back. And they're the last ones here every day. So they work their tails off.
Also, Sophia Thompson in the high jump, Ashton Loomis pole vault, Autumn Lorenz javelin, Addie Budke in the javelin. They're all great jumpers and throwers, and it starts and stops with being great athletes for Beloit High.
It does. You know, it's not just what you're talking about out here. If you follow what they do all year long and their other sports and everything, they're pretty good at everything that they're doing, and that's because of their dedication, not just in your season but in your off season, and what you offer in a weight program in the summer, and conditioning programs and everything else, and the kids buy into it, and it shows in everything that they do.
Well, Coach, you also qualified the girls 4x100. Bentley Pruitt, Scarlett Ledwick, Autumn Lorenz, London Knight were all on that. then the girls 4x400, Autumn Lorenz, Scarlett Ludwig, and Ellie Olson. How do you pick and choose, and how do you make up a relay team that's competitive?
Well, you know, that's one of the toughest things. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, your track and field events are pretty cut and dry, but they are and they aren't. You know, when it comes to a relay, there's some different aspects that go into different legs of a relay. Who's a good block starter? Who can run a curve well? Who's better on straights? Who's reliable in their takeoff? Who's reliable in giving a handoff, taking a handoff? So there's a lot that goes into it. And some of those that you mentioned were maybe alternates and maybe on it the year before, and that's where it's just tough. You have compassion for the kids that are on it one year and not on it the next, and you know, nothing's guaranteed, so every year is a fresh start for everybody. So they come out and we do time trials and work and kind of just see how it unfolds.
Well, Coach, best of luck this year. You've got 8 regular season meets in regional and state. This has been John Bowden for KDNS Sports with Ryan Isbell, head track and field coach at Beloit.